Staples.
Why you always say that in that tone of voice?
What?
The West Coast. Like,
I just want, I just never.
He said the tone.
That's I just want people to know what it is off top. Like, it's just like if you say cuss, I say West Coast.
Nah, you don't say West Coast, you say West Coast.
Like, okay. West Coast.
EPO or something, you know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, it gets serious. Like,
the
he
West Coast
he
is
let
serious.
You know it's serious.
The West Coast is serious.
Pushing the line real quick, man. Vince, man, you back at it, man. You're one of those interesting dudes, man. You're back with the music. You stay active on social media. But I want to talk about the song that you got out right now, the video. We'll get the business shit out the way, man. What brings you back this go around, man, 4 or 5 years later?
Hey, look, bro, you know, it's funny. I'll be having a conversation with Head. Like, you know, music is, for me, it's like, it's so many things. You feel me? Like, I didn't even grow up wanting to make music. I was like trying stuff, just trying to do different things and see what I can get away with.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those times, you feel me? Like, just trying to see what I can get away with, just trying to approach it. I don't want to do the same thing twice, you feel me? So just trying to approach things in a new way. Like, we got some stuff in the tuck here and there that we working on. So just, you know, throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what stick, man. It's simple with me.
So even with this right here, like, is it an attempt to, like, just challenge yourself? Or is it just like, man, fuck, let me just see what I can get away with?
Yeah, I mean, it's always an attempt to challenge yourself in a sense, because, like we can get fact D real quick, because y'all the homies, right? So, like, what's music to you?
I mean, it can be entertainment. It can be, depends on
you already know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Depends on who I'm listening to. It depends on what's going on.
So, it's an experience, right?
Got you.
Now, this is my question, right? Do people sell experiences?
Yes.
Music is probably the most popular experience that's free, right? So we got to put a tag hold to it, because they're not going to notice. They're not going to be like, hey, you know, we tricked y'all out of selling y'all music, right? They're never going to say that. So it's like, oh, man, he sold 150,000 albums first week. That's great. No, he didn't. He did not do that. He streamed millions, probably billions, if you really get to the big dogs,
right,
but you're not gonna give them that number that's that big. You feel me? Because you gotta think about the ego of the artists and things like that. They never gonna tell Drake, oh man, you got this many billion streams in 4 days. They're gonna say, oh, you sold 500,000. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my thing is, it's always a challenge, because you fighting through that to kind of get some sort of creativity. Like, you know, I be arguing all the time, like, my production, you know, he visits me, and I'm like, bro, look. He be saying, like, you know, oh, these sounds cool, but they underproduce. I'm like, nah, that's what it is, because, you know, when you had BB King and all these dudes going, do-do-do-do-do, that wasn't underproduced.
Yeah. Right.
So how
you get
what I'm saying? It's all about what you're trying to create. So for me, every song is a different, like, experience, different embodiment, but, like, even like a single. What's a single? We ain't putting a CD with one song and the remix and instrumental. That's not happening no more.
It's different.
So with a single, it's like, It's context. You're giving context to a project that's about to come out. So the best song might not be what give you the context.
Gotcha.
You feel me? The radio record might not necessarily give you the context. So with this, I just wanted it fit the video.
Gotcha.
It fit the pacing in the video. I wanted to make the video.
So what experience are you giving us this go round? What's happening, whether it be in your life or for you to step back up and say, okay, I'm ready for people to receive what I got going on?
I mean, yeah, man. It's just like, you know, I mean, like I said, it's been a long time, but I feel like a lot of it was just conversations I was having with the homies, and just really like, oh man, we should put this in a song. I'd be like, man, I talk about this all the time, but you don't necessarily do it all the time if you don't do it in the proper context. You get what I'm saying? We're talking about the video and the single being context, right? It's like something I'm learning a lot about now, because I'm learning as I'm going. I didn't know nothing about music until I started making it.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I was like, oh, where's the bag? Oh, here, grab me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like now I'm sitting back and I'm thinking about what I want, and how I'm feeling. It's like, even tempos, like experiences, right? I spend a gang of time in the car. I don't live in LA. I got to come out here for work. Spend a gang of time in the car. I spend a gang of time around. I spend a gang of time doing certain things. I'm 27. I'm not 19. I'm not 18. I'm not 17. Like, my little homie told me, you know, she made music. Shout out Vonnie. Vonnie was like, I like this. I can clean my house to this. You feel me? So you got different experiences. You get older, you feel me? And you think about where you are in life. And I feel like at this point in time, it's a good kind of reintroduction.
Yeah.
To, like, kind of, you know, state of mind and, like, just trying to get, you know, simple production.
I ain't gonna lie. When I was watching the video, I was looking at it, right? And I was like, because I ain't seen the video, but I remember we talked about some records. And then when I saw, like, the Get Out shit or whatever. That I don't know what that is. At first, because at first, you know how they sell the COVID masks with the face on it? I thought it was that at first, but it wasn't, because I was watching them looking like, oh no, that's like graphics. Mm-hmm. Like, that's done intentionally, right? What the fuck is that about? Like, because I didn't get it.
Juneteenth.
Okay, so look, Peep Game, right?
You know I'm like one of the best rappers ever, right?
Listen, bro.
No. I'm saying, if you want to talk about how, look, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it off camera. So like, look, ever though, it's not even close. it's really not close.
Okay, look,
it's
really, let not me get close. This out though.
Soulja Boy shit right now.
No, I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm saying I'm one of the best.
One of the best. No, I get it. So the reason why I was asking is because it wasn't just black people.
Mm-hmm.
It was like other people. So I was like, okay, I didn't get the Juneteenth thing from it, because it was like multiple people in the video.
Paul Mooney just died, right?
Right.
Remember what he used to say?
No.
Oh, he used to say, everybody want to be a nigga, but everybody don't want to be a nigga.
Correct.
Right? It's Juneteenth.
So.
You want a shirt?
Yeah.
I got a shirt for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So why you say, so real quick, we not finished blow past what you just said. You said one of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
Why do you specifically feel that way?
Because you're supposed to.
That's it? That's
the easy excuse, too, when people say
no, I'm dead. I'm dead serious, though.
He's serious, though.
I'm dead serious. Because I'll be writing verse in like 4 minutes. And...
Is it a speed thing?
No, you gotta get to the bars, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, I hate people, bro. You know, I'd be mad. Like, so, like, that's crazy, right? You got people on the internet like, oh, that's crazy, right?
What are we looking
at? That's like the eighth bar. Like, that's like the eighth bar in like
Can
bars.
You describe what
we're okay,
at? What
okay. We're this bar, at? This bar says
no, 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 no. Why? That make people hack. Like, he liked that. That was like just the end of verse.
Right.
But I feel like that is tight.
What are we looking at? I don't see what y'all talking about. Is it something that you can share?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says Lil Wayne.
Don't say his name. I don't want him to feel like I'm bullying him. It's not Lil Wayne. I mean the dude.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, no. It says Lil Wayne Carter. Lil Wayne Carter is what I call my 38.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Staples. Right. And then it shows a Google page, and this is Lil Wayne age, 38 years old.
Like, that's so easy. And why does that make you happy?
So somebody reached out to you, told you, like, damn, I caught that bar.
And I'm like, how you miss everything else? I had a verse on a Rush to Find Eye song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a DJ, the homie, you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, man, that verse crazy. And I'm like, I know. But it's like every bar,
pay attention to it. Do you get offended when people don't catch on to certain things?
No, I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
I'm not finna shoot like regular. I talk to this nigga too much. Yeah, I'm just gonna be here to talk to him. I'll talk to him in real life. Ever, bro. Like, bro, like, this is my thing. We listen to that Royce song, right? And
yeah.
I'm on the song with my homies, like, you know how Geechee be like every bar?
But see, here's
it
the
really
thing.
Be every bar.
Royce
though.
Is a real, like, Royce, I understand what you're saying.
Bro.
But listen.
Yankee Fitted Barrel kicking like I'm Snoop in Manhattan, North. In the, you know what Snoop did in that, and when he went to Manhattan?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
I'm with you.
Look, the double barrel need a couple bins. That's how I'm tripping. No, that's how I'm living. I ain't tripping, baby, up my streams. That's how I'm swimming. Hear the hissing from the serpentine. That's a snake. They trying to rattle my cage. Like, what? That's, bro, I wrote that verse eating the In-N-Out burger. I raise a hell, evade the cells, and want some battles with grace. Die and fall from his grace. Banana clips and crackers wish that we evolved from the apes. Who done seen their homies bleed to death? The ambulance was running late. The homies had to beat his chest. The pages in my jungle book is crazy, baby. Come and look. Bandana Baloo. Big drums and a stick. Band cap with the crew. Made music infused before I seen the studio. Glock held the stock 10 shots like a new Malone. You ain't thugging till your mama know you doing wrong. He was a soldier. Can't come home. She kissed him through the phone. But y'all ain't never do what you rapping. Yankee Fitted Barrel kicking like I'm Stu from Manhattan North. And I'm really from the hood. And I got put on when I was a teenager, not when I was 35, before I had a rap video. It's just so much. I have fun, bro.
But here's the thing. Okay, but when you say, I agree with you.
Ever.
Okay.
Because niggas be lying. Niggas
you
be lying.
But you agree with what?
You want to play? Let's play Who Got Put On. Well, niggas talking all this tough gangster shit and all these songs.
I don't know who got put on.
You do. The fuck is you lying into songs, these people for?
So are you basing that off of you saying, okay, not only are the bars there, you have real life experiences, you can back up what you're talking about, right? So are you, is this what you categorize as the best ever?
Well, I'm not the best ever. The best ever is Jay-Z. And that's because he got all that money and I like his songs personally. But I just like to fuck with him.
Yeah. So look.
Cause he be easily impressed a lot.
Gotcha.
And I be telling this niggas, bro, like, bro, if we like really gonna go with some bars, like,
I got you.
Cause he'll never put me on his list. He be letting niggas say, I'm at the function. And he be like, that's crazy. And I be like, hey. I be like, hey, bro, like.
That's not true. That's actually not true.
I know. You be shitting on niggas. I know.
I actually do give you your props. And I give you your respect. Because I feel like a lot of times, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I feel like you are one of the few people who kind of do represent us the right way out here. Especially when it comes to lyricism. Because it ain't that many. And I noticed that a lot of them East Coast dudes will be having their bias when they put out their lists. And they do their little categories.
If I hear one more nigga rap about crack in 2021.
Yeah. Well, see.
Where are the crackheads?
Oh, well, that's different. I can't speak for other regions.
Where are the crackheads?
Right. It might be crackheads in other places.
And if it was really that booming, why are we rapping?
Maybe they washing their money.
Huh.
You got a point. Score. Mm-hmm. Score one for DJ Head, goddammit.
Ding, put that in the
input. Nah, I'm not. But to be honest, though, bro, you know, I don't be subscribing to all that shit, bro. I'll just be fucking around.
So, look. You said that you're one of the greatest ever. Now,
I'm for sure top 5,000.
Man, shut the
fuck up. No, real shit, not even close.
He said not even close. You're right.
Of all time, I'm for sure top 5,000.
What about in Long Beach?
Are you serious? Like ever.
Okay.
In all Long Beach, like I'm probably like, you talking about like rapping?
Yeah.
I'm like 1 through 3.
Okay.
I'm going to be fair.
He said I'm going to be fair.
I ain't got no hits or no classics. So like.
That's what's missing.
And I really like Snoop.
Me too.
Motherfuckers be saying, Snoop can't rap. But like, I'll slap the shit out of you.
Facts.
It's like, no, I'm like 5. I'm
number 5?
I'll be forgetting niggas to be from Long Beach.
Okay.
You got Snoop. You got Tracy. You got Domino. Just not order, neither.
Yeah.
You got G-Dub.
That was 4 right there, right?
Well, counting him or no?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else from the city. Like, I'm not forgetting Goldie. I fuck with Goldie though. I could sneak in a 5 in like 2-3 years.
Okay.
That's all fair. All I need is, I already got a gold. I got a gold and I got a platinum, by the way. And that's I don't be telling people, but I for sure got a platinum and I didn't pay for it. But but yeah, like, no, you know, sometimes you have to pay for those. Like, bro, let's be honest. You got to pay for those sometimes. I'm proud of it and I have to pay for mine.
Bro, I don't know nothing about none of that.
What's the end goal for Vince Staples?
I want to live in Palos Verde. I want to live in Palos Verde. I don't want to be on child support ever.
That's a good goal.
That's a great goal.
I don't want to be on child support.
Do you want to have kids at one point?
No.
I want to go back a little bit. You was on Revenge of the Dreamers 3.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the invite or how did that happen? Did you got one of the invites to come?
The gold ticket.
You got one of the golden tickets? So
I didn't want to go neither.
You didn't want to go?
There's too many people there, bro. I don't want to be around all them niggas.
This is before the pandemic.
I don't know them niggas.
But is it because you're an introverted person or is it you just don't fuck with
socialize? I don't know them niggas.
Oh, got you.
I'm not talking about artists. I don't know no niggas. Like, we talking basic humanity. Right. I don't know them people. I know G. All right, send me something. Mm-hmm. But I knew Earth Gang, like, loosely. I don't really know nobody there. And I don't see who was posting these flyers. I'm like, don't know this nigga, don't know that nigga. And then I got to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's a long flight, bro.
That's so long.
But G, that's my dog. So he made me go.
I was going to say that was a deciding factor.
Nigga called me, bro. He called me. Like,
hit you up.
You like, everybody know, especially if you in the pen, you call me enough, I'm going to just do it to get you to leave me alone. Like, so the little homie calling me for a phone like every other day right now. Man, they only 2,500. Come on. I'm like, I'm eventually do it, but I keep telling them no, but
yeah,
don't keep calling till I do it. So
he called you and you end up going down there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So you was in and out though. You was like,
I was there for like an hour and a half.
Are you serious?
Well, no, like 2-3 hours. I'm not gonna be here. Like 2-3 hours.
Okay. So you got in, did what you had to do, and you back to the house.
Yeah, I went to go see my mama.
That's what's up. I always wondered that because I seemed like niggas was down there forever, like hanging out.
I was
like,
there for one day.
Rapping.
Chris Bosh is in there making beats.
Wait, what?
On what?
On the NPC.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sitting next to Rick Ross.
You lying.
Chris Bosh was making beats at the Dreamville camp. You got a photo?
I don't believe this at all.
Bro, is this video out? How have I never seen this video footage of Chris Bosh making beats?
We're not paying attention. And I saw the documentary. I don't remember seeing him in there.
Facts. Oh, he calling somebody. Who are you calling? Put it next to the mic.
Probably not going to ask you to do drugs.
Bro, it's too... Never mind.
He do Zaza.
I don't even know who... We don't know who he's calling. We don't know what's going on.
He gonna answer though. He gonna call me back eventually. And we gonna talk about this. I don't want to put his number on the thing because you know he ain't got his voicemail set up.
So you said okay. So did anybody rap on Chris Bosh's beats?
I don't know. I just know he was in a room with Rick Ross by himself.
Did you hear the beat? Was the beat fire?
Nah, I just heard Chris Bosh in there making beats with Rick Ross. And I said that's crazy.
that didn't make you want to go in there and hear what he was working on.
I'm not walking in the room with Chris Bosh and Rick Ross. That's disrespectful. Yes. Them is two legends. I ain't walking in the room with no legends.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. This is completely random. This conversation is...
Bro, we don't have nothing to talk about. The song is on the internet. Go listen to the song. Now, what was you finna say?
Exactly. No. This because this has to do because you have asthma, right?
Oh, well, I got the asthma. Blower on me right now. Hold on.
He said the blower.
Albuterol?
Come on, bro. You know I got the blower, bro. Fully. I got 195 shots in this one for you.
Extendo.
Albuterol sulfate.
That was the one I had. So here's the trip part about it. I grew up having asthma. How bad did you have it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have asthma bad till I was a little bit older. I lived by a power plant. So, like, my shit, you know, digest. So I had an asthma attack when I was like 7th grade. And ever since then, it's been a wrap.
So I grew up having asthma as well. My shit went away 10 years ago.
You run?
It went away.
Yeah. I mean, I work out and I do activities and shit, but it just went away. I don't know what, and it's been blowing me. It's been blowing my mind. Like I don't know, and I'm hoping this shit don't come back.
I think a lot of it's diet, bro.
Think so? I don't necessarily eat healthy though.
Well, he be on the Carl's Jr.
You
diet.
You eat a lot of dairy?
Yeah,
oh, that's crazy.
Enough of it. Like
because I know a lot of asthma is mucus, and the dairy make the mucus. That's what the doctor told me. They be lying. You never know.
Nah, that's real.
Yeah, but the dairy make the mucus. Because I know if I brought in the mask, I was fucked up.
Oh, when you put the mask on,
bro, I was fucked up.
Damn.
So you haven't seen an improvement over the years?
It's way better, bro.
Way better than it was.
I almost died at a Coachella.
Get out of here.
Why?
Put me on the gurney and all that.
For real? Did you have an asthma attack or was it? Damn. Was you performing?
I was just kicking it.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
But I didn't want to be there because I was like, it's too dusty. Then it was like a little dust storm. They put me on. I used to have the oxygen machine on the side of the stage. And then I would pretend we was doing, like, not pretend, but we would have set, like, little breaks in the show.
About somebody in the hood trying you because they know you can't run like a full fade.
What? We out of here, bro. I'm telling you, I only got one loss and it's real bad. Other than that, what? I got a gang of dubs and one tie and one loss.
Had to pull your pump out while you were fighting?
Oh, nah. Nah. Okay. I dope fiend, though. I'm a dope fiender. I'm a dope fiender. And, you know, I took them classes at the Boys and Girls Club, so I know some shit. I know some shit. If I start losing, you going in the Kimura real quick.
Yeah. Go real CM Punk on a nigga real quick.
Yeah, I don't got no shame. In the county and all that, like, in the tanks.
For real?
Bro, you got to be in it, man. You got to put in what?
Bro, you tripping. Wow. Listen, all right.
You ain't never, come on, bro.
I don't be catching
fades
like
that. I know
like
where you grew up. You know niggas that know karate, bro.
Yes, I do.
Like, facts. Was they nice people?
You a bulldog.
You know the karate. Don't act like you don't know the karate nigga. Shout out my homie Karate Rob from the mob. And shout out Lil Karate Rob from the mob, a.k.a. Ocho. I love you, bro.
Yo. Bro, anyway, listen. This he's crazy, right?
Karate Rob from the mob got bangers, too.
Slaps?
All them bros, a gang of niggas from the mob, they got bangers.
Oh, man.
And he's stupid. I want to ask you about because me and you, we ain't even talked about this when I was talking to you before, but you said everything we owe Ray J for, okay?
Shout out to homie.
I'm not saying you wrong. Because you had a he had a valid explanation.
Okay. He the first one to show us his homies. That's a fact. And he didn't hide his homies.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Who?
What you mean show us the homies?
So Easy, real calm to CDGs, right?
Okay.
Did you know where they was from?
No.
All right, cool. DJ Quick Saving Sound video. It had a concept, right? It was like, oh, it was probably some dudes from Treetop, but it wasn't like we from Treetop. When Ray J performed Center View on that stage, bro, and everybody was on that stage. Where did you see that before? Even Snoop, oh, you got some homies sprinkled in. You don't know who's who. Nobody telling you where they from.
Bro, Ray J was said from Long Beach.
He said, no
DJ
different.
Quick did perform. He performed, was it the Source Awards?
And that's the one I thought did it. I was just trying to prove my point.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. He did the Source Awards.
That's why I stopped to save his sound. But I rock with Ray J, bro. That's not how me.
So, but you said that he's responsible for pop culture.
Bro, I just be talking. I said that to a white man.
Listen.
You got to gas the brothers.
No, you don't.
You got to gas the brothers.
It's these kids that be listening to you.
If you listen to me, you stupid.
Like, I saw a whole think piece on that theory. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, because they, come on, bro. You know what's going on.
But you know, with social media, obviously, people going to take your words as truth.
That's their problem. You know how much stuff I just be saying?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a whole Twitter feed, right?
I got a whole Twitter feed.
Nah,
and shit.
I be speaking real shit.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Show me a miss.
Hold on. I'm looking right now. I'm going to just go down.
Just scroll down far because you're not going to find one. I've been on the street.
They really put Jesus on death row. I fuck with that.
They
one.
Did.
Yeah. Wait. Jesus the first Tukey, if we being honest.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
He didn't do it. They persecuted him and they made a book.
All right. So here's the thing. Go ahead. Because I got a couple. Go ahead.
Hold on. Oh shit. Okay. Hold on. Damn, I saw one. Damn it. That was one I wanted to pull out. Now this is I mean, it's morbid, but it's true. If Clint Eastwood don't die before Sidney Poitier, I'm gonna be hot.
They around the same age.
I got one for you.
How would you feel if that happened?
Oh man, I don't know how old they were. I don't know. They're both 90 something. I know Clint look old as hell.
And that's what I'm saying. Clint, we ain't seen Sidney Poitier in a minute. He could have been in that one movie.
Oh, man,
Clint Eastwood 91.
Batman only fight dope fiends.
Facts.
That's not a fact.
Who did he fight that wasn't a dope fiend?
What you mean that wasn't
on, you? This is you right here,
Batman.
Sidney Poitier 94. Who didn't he fight that wasn't a dope fiend?
The Riddler.
Dope.
The Riddler wasn't on dope.
He's a dope fiend.
Get the fuck.
That's a dope fiend line. He had on a green suit. It was Jim Carrey. Dope fiend.
Two-Face wasn't a dope fiend.
For sure was a dope fiend. He fell in the acid, bro. That's called MDMA. Dope fiend. Keep going.
Raj Al Ghul.
Raj Al Ghul for sure dope fiend.
How you figure?
Because he was a white man who said his name was Raj Al Ghul. That's dope fiend. And that wasn't even really no faith. That was his big homie. He just went against the grain. That's not really like, that was a squabble. He had a really.
So that was like a hood fade.
That was a DP. That was in-house.
That was in-house. Yeah, all right. In-house. Yeah. And listen, kids, don't listen to nothing this man says.
You can't name me one person that he fought that wasn't a dope fiend, but it's cool.
I just named three.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You know, really was a dope fiend. You know it. You know he was. He was writing that man poems, doing dances and shit. Penguin, dope fiend. Joker, super dope fiend.
Joker was a dope fiend.
Exactly. Psych meds. SNY, special needs, yard.
Raj Al Ghul wasn't a dope fiend. Exactly. So I got named
that wasn't, one. That wasn't really no faith, though. That's who taught Batman how to be Batman.
I named you one, though.
No, he not really. That's before Batman, or that's how he became Batman.
he laughing because he don't know nothing about
Batman. I don't know nothing about none of this shit y'all talking about.
Batman. That, right. I only know because I've seen the three movies, but that's before he became Batman. That's Batman Begins.
That's the fact. But I'm just telling you.
He wasn't Batman.
The League
yet.
Of Shadows were not dope fiends.
But this is what I'm saying. Boom. It's like, if you like, man, I'm not finna do this. I'm finna go do my own thing and be Batman. Technically, whatever happened before that, you was not Batman. Your name was not on the map.
But that's not your point. Your point was
he only fights dope fiends.
Catwoman was a dope fiend?
Absolutely. She was crazy. Psych meds. She was breaking in his house and shit.
She was a woman.
Psych meds. It's women dope fiends.
What?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying she was a woman. So now a regular woman.
Now women can't be dope fiends?
I didn't say that.
Nah, that's crazy. Now you limiting.
Get the fuck out of here. Now you limiting.
You
women.
Marginalizing.
Shut the fuck up.
We were having a debate about cancel culture, and you said no. We were talking
I'm
about,
canceled.
No. We're talking about being blackballed. Yeah. Right. And Head said there's no way that anybody can be blackballed because there's too many opportunities as of right now for people to get out
the internet
the message exactly the internet. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I don't know. People be snitching and coming home, so kicking it.
It's true.
Niggas can snitch and get a DP. Like, so I'm guessing you get.
It's possible. All right, they should have never gave you niggas Airbnb.
Facts. Everybody hood dad at Airbnb now.
I don't know nobody that had a hood dad at Airbnb.
Yes, you do. Okay. Yes, yes, you do.
I was unaware of their hood day being held.
So when they in that house that got the wood floors and they showing the back of the shirt with all the stuff whacked out, you think somebody lit there?
No.
Because it start outside, but then later during the day, everybody at the Airbnb. Oh, man. These is facts, bro. Go through the comments when you post this. Everybody hood day. Everybody tell them if you went to the Airbnb for your hood
the
day.
The dudes that I know was still having hood days at the park, and they were still having hood days in their hood.
What I'm saying is at night, they going to the Airbnb. Trust me. What, you think they going home? And if they're not going to the Airbnb, they
have an after party.
At the Airbnb, or they get in the peer space. These apps, bro.
They getting peer spaces.
Oh, man.
Sophisticated.
The little homie taught me about peer space. Really? I didn't know what that was. Oh, yeah, maybe we going to get a peer space. So I'm going to throw the function for my seat. It's going to be at a peer space. Downtown, I'm going to get a chef and all that. I'm like, what? And he was dead serious.
Damn.
It's going to be a movie. You should come.
No. Yeah, just tell him no. Do you have any, are you going to do any more TV?
I thought you were going to say TikTok.
You had TikTok?
Nah,
he not.
I was about to say, what the
I'm
fuck?
Old, bro. I ain't moving. My bones don't move like that. Yeah, man, I'm trying to get this Vince Staples show on Netflix right now. I'm cracking off. We working on it. Boom. Mm-hmm. I want to go on American Ninja Gladiator. What's that thing called?
American Ninja, I think you said it right.
Mm-hmm. I need that.
No?
I need that. I need the Steph Curry golfing show. I want to get on there. Yeah, man.
Why American Ninja Warrior?
I think I got it in me.
I don't know.
I think I fake got
I
it
saw
in
these
me.
Little white kids on there today.
Today.
You saw that shit?
Yeah.
Bro, they was getting their money on there.
They ain't got no squabble, though. So, like.
Bro, it's not a fighting show.
Man, I don't worry about them little busters. It's Juneteenth. We ain't talking about nothing that's not black. They don't exist to me.
So American Ninja Warrior is not a black thing.
That's, what is it?
That's Asian.
I mean, look, bro. Last time I checked, I'm scared of the Asians. I got canceled.
Get the fuck out of here.
So I'm not speaking on
them. You think you could really do like a like one of them type of shows and win, though?
I didn't say win.
You just want
never say win.
You just want to be on it.
I know I can.
Do you know how to golf?
Of course. Nope.
So you just want to fuck
with my sister, baby daddy golf, and Schoolboy Q golf. Them is two dudes I know that golf.
Have you golfed with them?
Why you want to get on?
My sister, baby daddy in elementary school.
Why you want to get on Steph Curry's golf show if you don't golf?
It's mini golf.
If you don't golf.
Most niggas that mini golf don't golf. They mini golf.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different, bro. All
right. So the Netflix show, you want to get on American Ninja Warrior and the Steph Curry show.
Uh-huh.
Why Steph Curry?
That's who got the show.
So it didn't matter who actually has the show.
I rock with Steph Curry.
I seen you tweet about Steph Curry.
Yeah, I rock with Steph Curry, man. What I say about him?
I don't remember what you said. I think you said free Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah, free Steph, man.
You free him from what?
This season, it was bad.
Bro, what about, so who's your team?
I don't got no team, bro. I support everybody black.
That's a safe answer.
I'm serious, though.
I know you are.
I'm serious because it's like, I'm going to be mad at you because you just got 100 mil. That make me a weirdo. I'm not a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
Like, oh, bro, he got 100 mil for shooting a basketball. Man, I hate that nigga. I want him to lose. I don't. I judge you by your shoes.
And you don't like certain people's faces either. You hate on people's faces.
Well, everybody do.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
I know somebody who don't hate on nothing about nobody. Her name is Roz.
Oh, you're right. Roz is very
well, this is what I'm saying. She's probably a good person, right? What I'm saying is this. She done looked at somebody's face and like, oh, that's interesting. That's what people who
don't
say.
Oh, that's interesting.
They say, oh, that's different.
Well, that's the conversation we was having about ugly babies. And yeah. She was like, I told her, I was like, bro, of course there's a such thing as ugly babies. And she was like,
well,
no.
Babies are ugly.
That's what I'm saying. They look weird. Like, they, you know.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. How's a baby? They not like, what is a baby supposed to look like but a baby? Like if you calling the baby, oh, man, that's a beautiful baby. Like, you're on some freaky shit. Yeah, that's weird. So it's like, yeah, it's weird.
No. People
when somebody posts a baby and put the hard eyes and say, oh, my God, I have baby fever. That's not weird to you?
That's not weird because if they want to have kids.
That's weird, bro.
That's not
weird. That's weird. That's weird. When people be dressing their kids like they got the PPP And they be like, my baby, and they be like, my baby fine. That's the weird.
Gucci slide. Yeah, that's, okay, now that's border. And you, that is different.
It's baby, bro.
But
anybody,
baby fever. Is
nah,
not,
if you, I'm not saying baby fever. I'm saying if you put the hard eyes by the picture, you know, you be on the gram, you be on the Twitter.
I got a son, and I get these pictures all the time, so I know. So
people, they be loving his kid. Yeah,
no, I get it. So, but it is a fine line between the compliments and it's like, all right,
you're doing too much. Doing like, too what much. If he bad? What if his room not clean? Like, you ever gassing him?
But that's what the parents take over.
That's a fact.
But then, yeah, you're right. But no, go ahead.
No, I'm just sitting here just enjoying this conversation because Vince, you are so fucking random, and I think that people enjoy those type of conversations, and I feel like you. I don't know if has this always been your personality throughout.
Yeah,
the years?
I just don't talk. I don't know these niggas. I'll be talking to people I don't know. I used to take the bus. My mama said, "Don't talk to people you don't know. If they take you, I'm not getting you back." That was her.
How does she feel about everything that's happening for you?
Oh, she ain't tripping. She at the house right now. When I left, she was eating some crustaceans with the she had the little bread potatoes with the corn, and she was in a full Adidas tracksuit, navy.
Do you?
I promise you, she got like 10 of them. Navy, black, and gray is the only thing she wear.
I could see that. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
She's very deep. She's very grassroots. And she likes
rooted in the community.
Yeah, rooted. Yeah, activism.
Community activism. Listen, just tell me the truth, okay? I seen you give props to Soulja Boy before.
I really like Soulja Boy music.
You really enjoy Soulja Boy's music, all of it.
I'm 27.
That makes sense.
Touche.
Let me ask you a question. When you walked in the party, right?
No, I do too. No, I fuck with Soulja Boy.
Look, when you walked in the party and she got a donk was on.
Movie.
Imagine if somebody turned it off.
Oh, no, I'd be hot.
That's all that matter.
Right. Yeah. I was the one playing it. So.
Yep, that's all you need. If you couldn't turn nothing else on at that point in time, bro.
It was that one and the Trina song.
Look back at it?
Yeah, look back at it. It was those two. Right, yeah. It was those two back to back.
Got an ass so big like the sun.
Yeah, that shit. But every Soulja Boy song you like?
Well, no, I don't like every song everybody done. But Soulja Boy got more than they be trying to. People like to pick on people, bro.
Facts.
People like to pick on people, so it's like Soulja Boy might not have a perfect catalog, but Michael Jackson don't. So what's your point?
Facts.
You feel me? But like, Tear It Up was hard. Zan with That Lean Part 2 hard. He got good. Everybody has, bro. We make music. If everybody knows who Soulja Boy is, he clearly can't be that bad. Right. So what? You know what I'm saying?
Just no, I agree with you. I gave him his props when we had him on the show. But also the verses, who you got?
Soulja Boy,
exactly. Same thing I said.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not close. Oh, I had a heated debate. We was finna squabble in the car.
For real?
Bow Wow not being able to hold up with Soulja?
It's not even about that. It's like, so I had the same conversation with, you know, and I love everybody's music, but like I had the same conversation with like people have people they like more, right? Like, people's like, oh man, when they be like clowning Ja Rule, like a 50 a watch, I feel like, do y'all not know how many hits Ja Rule got?
Facts.
Like actual hits though, like back to back to back to back to back to back. Like it's songs you forget about. Ja Rule got soundtrack hits from like Fast and the Furious 1.
Facts.
Like, come on. He got two down ass bitches.
What you mean?
He got a song called Down Ass Bitch, then he got the other song that's about the down ass bitch, but it's not called Down Ass Bitch, and they both hits. Who else got that, bro? That's some Gucci Man shit. They have like, that's like some Migos, bro.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. People hate on Ja, but it's just when people overhype. Like when people overhype other people, that you automatically come off like you hating because you like, no, tone that shit down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I agree with you because I saw you tweet about you want the Ja Rule versus.
I love Ja Rule, bro. Man, don't nobody want to do that with him, bro.
Why ain't you ever did no music with him?
For what?
Because you just said you love Ja Rule's music.
So I love Mary Mary, nigga. You don't want to hear that?
I don't want to hear you. But
do you want to hear that?
No.
You don't want to make music with him?
I don't want to make music with nobody.
Well, then that's also true.
Oh, okay.
You bro, come stop it. If you ask me for a verse and you gangbang, I'm gonna give it to you for free. That's a fact. And I'm gonna do the video.
That's not what you did the verse for Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty not from nowhere.
But that's the homie though.
Billie Eilish?
It's the homie, them is kids. Like, well, Yachty's not a kid no more. When I met Billy, she was 15 years old, 14 years old.
Word.
They was like, you want to do a song with this little kid? I'm like, yeah. I'm just talking about the price point.
Right.
You feel me? So I was like, any random nigga, I'm from like anywhere. The homie's like, hey, I need you to give me a verse for my artist. I'm like, for sure.
So when the Billy Eilish, you send the verse and send it ain't
nah,
even.
Nah, I met them. They was kids, bro. She was like a kid. Well, she's still a kid, but like she was like a preteen.
Got you.
So when people are having these conversations with you, is it easy to turn people down, or is it easy to come?
I don't really tell nobody no.
What do you say to them?
About the verse?
Yeah, just somebody reaches out, hey, I want to work with you. What's up?
All right. Send me the song. I'll do it if I like it. If not, I'm not going to do it.
So when that's what I'm saying. The point where you don't like it, do you tell them, nah, I'm not fucking with this. This ain't the one.
Send five songs, and then I'm going to pick one.
Even if they all trash?
Define trash, though.
To you. If you don't like them.
But, like, so say, like, somebody, say, like, if this your style, and I don't necessarily listen to it, I'll pick the one that I can feel the most comfortable on. If I rock with you, you know what I mean? But ain't nobody, niggas ain't really knocking on my door every day for verses like that. So, I ain't, you know what I mean? Like, most everybody want a verse. Send a song, like, Rucci sent, like, three songs. All Black sent, like, 97 songs.
Bro, I saw you and All Black was, are you going to do a project with him or no?
I mean, I would. That's the homie, but, like.
But y'all got enough records to do the whole project.
We got one song.
No, I'm saying, you said he sent
90. Oh, he sent me, like, but he from Oakland, bro. They rap all day.
But you rap fast too. You create songs.
Nah.
But 4 minutes though.
What I'm saying is I got a couple songs and they easy to write.
Got it.
But I ain't got a gang. Bro, these niggas was from the Bay, bro. In the Bay.
They rap.
Well, you know how many songs P-Lo got?
I can imagine.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Bro. Bro, you ever looked at P-Lo computer?
I looked at it one time.
It's crazy, right?
I don't want no parts.
Catalog crazy.
He just got records on top of records.
It looked like a desk.
Oh no.
You know how you watch the movie with the white people and they got the posters on the desk?
Yeah.
That's him on the screen. And he like pulling then he got all the songs on the desktop, but then he got the songs in the notes.
Yeah, fuck that.
Like a list of not the ones on the desktop, separate songs. And then you got the beats.
Yeah.
Then you got that. It's bro,
it's
they
too
be
much.
They work like crazy up there.
Hey, real quick, we wrap up. What's something that you did during COVID that you never thought you would do during the quarantine?
Bro, you know me, I'm basic. But man, my whole life was exactly the same.
Yeah. But you didn't pick up no new, you didn't start researching anything crazy. You ain't pick up no new
shows. I put a studio in my house.
That's the only thing.
I was like, I don't know. I'm still mad. Every time I walk by that, it make me, I feel wood.
Why?
Who rapping in the house? That's lame, bro.
A lot of people do that, especially from the last year.
And especially if you don't want to go to the studio to rap. You got your
Even that. It's just like, I feel like, man, I really put some holes in these walls. Like, I'm depreciating.
The value of
that. That's the way I'm looking at it.
An investment.
Yeah, like, I'm depreciating.
Yeah, but see, I know where you at, though. So, like, where you at, you got to come a minute to get to the studios, anywhere to function.
45 minutes.
That's still a little, like, I mean,
if I lived in Santa Monica, it's going to take me an hour and a half.
That's not true.
When I lived in Santa Monica and I was going east-west and I was driving down Santa Monica, it would take me an hour to get there. I promise you. Just because of traffic alone. The traffic on Santa, where, you got to think, what other street can you take?
Ain't no other street to take.
You get what I'm saying? So when you go that way, that's why I didn't mind moving back. And I don't like living out here, bro. It's weird out here. You ain't even from out here.
Me?
You from far away. You from where I'm from. Don't act like you grew up over here.
Over here? Oh, no. I'm not talking about out here specifically. I'm talking about in the city. Like, when you got to drive to the city, that's a mission, bro.
Well, this is what I'm saying, right? I feel you. You know how many, you ever been on Yelp?
Yeah.
You know how many studios it is? They all got the same thing.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. But I'm just saying in reference to what you said about traffic and shit like that.
But my thing, it's just, I told myself I would never do it because when I go home, I want to be at home.
I feel you.
You feel me? I felt woofed. I'm like, are you letting this shit control your life?
You working all the time, every day.
Yeah, because I believe in separation. You feel me? Like, now there's nothing wrong with having. And the dudes that got the houses in the studio, I was just like, say, like, if Dr. Dre got a house in the studio, I'm pretty sure it's another house. You feel me? Like, my shit in the house. Like, I'm like, I passed that shit with some chili cheese fries in my hand. Like, nigga.
What about when you're not working? When you say you want to separate?
I'm never working, bro.
No, I'm saying what do you do when you separate? When you're not.
Oh, shit. I be chilling. I be living life. I was touring for 5-6 years straight, and I start literally, like, I can name, like, folks. Like, if I just start naming tours, you look at me like I was crazy. We already had this conversation. Yeah. I was doing way too much.
Do you enjoy that, though? I mean, was that the part of the life that you enjoyed about
it? Nah, it was cool, though. It's a necessary evil. I don't like people. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but, like.
I guess what I'm taking from it is that you don't like people, right? You're introverted, right? But you still are in the space of creating music and doing things that you don't like, right?
Well, let me rephrase. It's not that I don't like people. I don't like a gang of people looking at me. It's weird, bro. Yeah, shows is weird. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Like, if I'm at the South Coast Plaza, bro, and me and Ronnie Loke at the Starbucks, like, that's a good time. But, like, being at the show, like.
But, again, this is your
bro, life. Bro, like.
This is your life.
Everybody looking at you.
Like, what's up with y'all, bro?
They're here to see you turn up. Do your shit.
But I appreciate it. But it's like, it's still like, you know, it's awkward.
Yeah.
It used to be, well, not no more. The show's too big now to even feel that way. But it used to be weird.
We do this thing on the show where we have people call in and do curbside confessions. Basically, they call us and tell us crazy stories with Uber, Lyft, Postmates. You got any crazy Uber story, crazy Postmate, food delivery, anything?
I can't say it on here. We had a crazy Uber story. He was cool, though.
I don't know what that means.
I want to hear this.
I don't want to know.
Look, man, sometimes you see your homies, you just got to, you see people, you got to be like, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
No. Not at all. But I don't want to know.
Have you seen this? Ooh, what was it? I don't know.
I hope not. If I see that Uber driver again.
So it was an Uber driver. You had an Uber experience.
I mean, hey, look, bro. Shout out to Uber, man. Like, he was cool. Like,
I don't think I know what happened.
Yeah. We good.
Man.
Rappers,
and that's when it first came out, too. It wasn't that many.
You know what's crazy? Is Soulja Boy told us the same thing. He said he got banned from Uber. Like, he can't even order Ubers no more.
He was scamming?
Nah, he said they did some shit in the Uber. He said they blocked his whole thing. He couldn't even order one.
He's like, I can get rides with other people, but
he can't have his own account.
Look, bro, all I'm saying is, look, man, it's a beautiful world we live in.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, moving along.
What do you think about rappers retiring?
I love it.
Why? I can't stand it.
Why?
Because niggas never end up retiring. They come back.
You don't think it might be some kind of fiscal?
It could be, thing but at least say, hey, I'm taking a break. Oh, man, I'm stepping away from this for a minute.
I mean, what if they got certain contractuals?
Got it.
That's the way I look at it. I feel like all I would say is when somebody leave, they come back, just look at the credits. Because maybe it was some. Because I know when Jay-Z left and came back, he was getting a different kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from to me, at least. I mean, LL Cool J retired too, though. LL Cool J made an album called Go Greatest of All Time.
But
he don't get credit for. He said he even a GOAT. I remember it on the documentary the other day.
I remember that's the first time I heard it, but I don't remember that was.
That's fire. That's fire, bro. That's a fire thing to be able to say.
That you created GOAT?
Yeah, and ain't nobody been like, shut up, LL Cool J.
I don't think anybody would say that.
He's made music after that.
Yeah,
though,
he be lifting weights. Huh?
He made music after that though, right?
But that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, a couple dudes that retired and things of that nature. But I mean, look, whatever you got to do for your mental health, you feel me? Like, I feel like a lot of people just feel like they need a break.
I can handle that. I can handle, hey, look, I got to take a break.
But you said don't say it.
Just don't say I'm.
Don't say I'm retiring.
The fact that like retiring. I'm retiring, it's like.
Well, you know, artists are self-important. And if you're not a self-important artist, it can hurt your career. So they feel like they got it. We feel like we have to share everything and be super, hey, look at me. Like, if you just disappear, like, it might be, oh, I fell off. You fell off. And then some people can't deal with that. Niggas tell me I fell off all the time. And I be like, yeah, you know.
Fuck it.
You don't see, like, you let anything rub you the wrong way anyway.
Yeah, man, but what if I'm emotional and shit? I'm a cancer. I'm supposed to be sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Everybody's doing this fight trend. Would you ever do it where you box, fight another rapper, a TikToker, YouTuber?
No, I'm not fighting nobody.
Nope.
But, I mean, you done fought for free. So.
Different, though. That's because I had, like, fighting is a de-escalation tactic. If we're not really upset, we're not for the fight, bro.
I feel you. I'm the same way.
Like, why is we fighting? Like, on top of that, I'm old, bro. Fighting's for high school, bro. I walked to school my whole life. We was walking. I'm done.
Rap.
I'm done. it's gonna be that one time you do it and you get slapped. Cause people don't be knowing I got them a little bit. So they be like, you know, and on Southpaw, you feel me? They be looking for
you. Southpaw?
Look, don't worry about that. Matter of fact, take that out. In case I get in a situation.
I want to hear about this time that you knew you got. What? I don't know if you want to paint the picture of it, but when did you know, like, oh, you got me on this one?
When I got whooped out,
yep.
I woke up.
Oh, that's what it was.
Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Don't walk away and don't kick niggas. Oh, I hit him with a boom, bam, bam. Hit him with a bitch. Turned around, woke up. But I thought, mind you, I was like 12. I was 12, turned 13. Mind you, I'm not that big now, but I was like 5'2 until I was like 20, literally. Mm. And this nigga was like 6'3", 300 pounds. I was tripping. I was thugging.
You was tripping.
I was thugging.
You was thugging. Tripping.
And you sit down, I'm like, I'm going to get this nigga. And nigga said, shut up, bitch. It was the homie brother. So, like, the big homie brother. So, they like 18. and I'm like 12, 13. It's the summer before ninth grade, so 13, I think. Yeah, 13. No, I don't even know. Bam, bam, boom, bam, bam. He had a little ball up. I'm like, yeah, I got him on my way. Bitch ass nigga. Fuck cuz. And then, boop, boop, boop. You tripping, bro. That's all I heard. You tripping, bro.
Wow.
I was like, I'm going to kill this nigga. And then they came to my mama's house the next day and they brought me burgers and french fries. The family pack. My whole family was like,
wow.
We was friends again. All right. I hit him first.
Somebody,
go ahead.
But like I said, I'm a dope fiender.
I was about to say.
You wasn't going to dope fiend him, though. You wasn't.
He was sitting down, too. Can't hit a nigga when he's sitting down. That's some buster shit.
That's a dope fiend.
Nah, that's worse than a dope fiend.
That's worse than a dope fiend?
Yeah.
So you can't hit somebody if they sitting down, even if the challenge is on.
But what I'm saying
if
is
it's
like,
up, like.
If it's a dope fiend, if they don't fall, then they can like get their little bearings. You sitting in a chair, bro. You incapacitated.
Done.
And it was this one dude from a neighborhood that we beef with. Love y'all. No hard feelings. I'm not even going to say who it was. But he was in a wheelchair. He used to be tripping. And he used to be on Instagram like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. Nigga, meet me in the back seat.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, we're beefing. Like, ain't I don't want to get in the car with you.
Ain't no fair one in there.
But I respected him because he was like, man, I beat you. He's a grown man, like, yeah. 40. Like, I beat you little niggas out. Like, I know you will.
That's why I'm not getting in the back seat.
All he got is upper body strength.
What?
Yo. Who do we have on the show? We had Huey Briss on the show.
Oh, that's my homie. That's
he said you'd be giving him advice and shit like
that's
that.
That's the homie, yeah.
Do you feel the responsibility to do that for people that's coming up like how you did? Or are you just kind of do it because it's the homies?
I don't got no advice for nobody. I don't know why he be, I don't even think it's advice. Like, you feel me? Because I can tell you what worked for me, but it ain't going to work for you because I was almost 10 years ago. You feel me? Like, I just played the little festival runs until I got my money. It was a point in time the festivals where it was nobody on them shows but me and Golink. Mm. Literally, it was me and Golink and then, like, drum. But that's not even really rap. It was literally me and Golink. Well, not the drum's not a rap. You know what I mean? It's more melodic. Yeah. It was me and Golink.
But him hearing that experience coming from you, obviously somebody where he's from as well, mm-hmm. that could either help him. Not even though you're not giving him a direct path, like he mm-hmm. can use your experience and say, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do that or not do that. Now that from the sense that we were talking, he appreciated it.
But no, but my I know, and that's my dog. But my thing is like, it's not just a homie shit. Like if you ask me anything, I'm gonna tell you. But I don't ever want nobody to feel like they don't know what they're doing, because you always know what you're doing. You know, it's somebody handing out a CD at Venice Beach right now, this second. And we already way past, like, growing up, you know, you hear stuff like, and I don't mean no disrespectful way, but you see, like, when it's younger, our homies would be, like, into, like, MERS and Blue and all that stuff. I tell Earl this all the time, like, you was past, he, like, you know what I said, so what he grew up listening to, like, you was passed down your first mixtape. So, it's no pressure. You passed who people that you looked up to.
Yeah.
And that's just because the changes in the times, because they couldn't do what he was able to do. You feel me? So it's like, when you think about the name Earl Sweatshirt, it kind of surpasses his idols. And but then sometimes that'll make you feel like you don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, just from, you know, growing up and just realizing, I know it's no set way to do nothing. Because I went and found some bread. But that don't necessarily make you happy. Don't make you proud of yourself. So it's just, I can say, oh, man, you can go get this bread real quick. You get $250 for this and $100 for this. But what do that mean if you don't care about that? If you want your mama to say, I like that song, what do that mean? If you know what I mean? Everybody wants something different. So figure out what you like. My thing is, it's ways to find money.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. find it. So just do what you like.
What do you feel like the best piece of advice as of recently, random or not, that you've received, that you've actually taken to heart? Like, damn, I didn't know that information. I'm glad you shared that with me. And I'm going to apply that in my life.
I don't know. But the one thing that, it's probably been a lot because I hear a lot of stuff. But the one thing that popped up. Two things. And it's funny because it's basically the same thing. Kenny Beast was like, the project we just did worked out. He was like, yeah, it's proof that, you know, if everybody just kind of listen to you and follow what you're saying, even though it might sound crazy, because I'd be sounding fucking crazy, obviously. He's like, it will come to fruition and it will make sense. And Muster was like, you get on my fucking nerves. You better than you think you are. Just rap, nigga. God damn. And he walked out the booth. He walked out the studio and I didn't see him for the rest of the day. And he was outside eating like a pot pie, watching like a Laker game.
Random.
That sounds about right.
What I was gonna ask you about social media too. Just, you know, this is a big tool that people have. Mm-hmm. Some people know how to use it, some people don't know how to use it. What do you feel like it works in terms of like the artistry? Does it help or hurt more? Because if you don't know how to use it, it can completely fuck you off.
I feel like social media ruins everything.
Why is that?
It's ruining self-confidence in kids. It's ruining people's social skills. It's ruining actual accolades. You can make a great song, and if you post it and it don't got a certain number of retweets, or it might make you feel bad. It ruins the opportunity for growth creatively. Mm. Somebody put out their first album and they sell 10,000 copies, which is a couple million streams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this shit trash. You're fucking trash. Blah, blah. You know, it's people taking things out of other people because they hate their life. And social media is just fueled by negativity. It's nothing positive going on.
But you have to know or have kind of be centered in your life to not let it fuck with you.
It's
right?
hard when you grow up and that is life. Mm. Anybody younger than us, they like, I be looking at the little homies. Like, the little homies is 14, 15 years old, like 13, really gangbanging. Mm-hmm. But it's on the phone.
Wow.
Right, right. Yes,
that's,
and I used to be like, man, y'all busters, but it's like, they really life. Not. It's right. just like, it's like weird, bro. It's like Spy Kids, because like, I don't understand it, but it's like, I don't really like it. And I've grown to not like it because I see how it make people feel. That shit don't bother me. That can't really bother right. me because I'm so, you know, blessed and shit, but it really hurt people. Mm. And I don't really like that.
So for people that are listening, right, that are using social media, that actually listen to Vince Staples. They really listen to you for which, you know, what you say, despite all the random shit here and there. What would you tell them? Would you tell them just don't pay attention to it? Would you tell them how would you get them to get to the point where they can kind of block that out?
I mean, the world is big. You feel me? You can feel like your life is. I've been all around the world, bro. What I notice is like you can really go somewhere and start all the way over, change anything. And the internet, which shows you how vast the world is, but the world is actually bigger than that once you get off that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just live your life, man. The world is real. I remember what I miss about music is being broke and having to catch the bus to the studio for 2-3 hours and just seeing certain things and getting lost. I used to get lost. Like, I'd be telling little homies all the time, like, you niggas have never even been lost before.
Damn.
Now, you ain't ever fell asleep on the bus? Like, come on, man, you're not thugging. Like, just playing with them and shit right, like right. that, you know? But it's like, just experiences, you feel me? Like, just, you know, live experiences, live real life experiences, because if you, like I say this all the time, music not nothing without people. And that's anything in life. You know what I mean? So that's what I would say. You know, just go outside, do something.
I love that.
Get that's robbed.
It. You said get robbed?
Have some life
experience. Get beat
don't get
up.
Robbed.
Like,
don't get robbed.
And you know, go to SNCC food truck with the homie Shag, get you some that fried chicken and get robbed, because I done seen some niggas over there like, ooh, I'm glad you remember me because I remember you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, we was just
chicken.
Over there.
Yeah.
Bro.
In Gardena.
Talk about
we was just over there, literally.
Yeah, the homie bounced. This nigga I know bounced out the car crazy over there. He put a right pressure. Ooh, boom! I'm like, oh, this big old strong nigga. I'm like, bo! Like, what's up, cuz? I'm like, yeah, shoot, I was finna go home.
Wow. All right.
Okay, so I do want to just, because we are talking about the single, the project and everything. So this is Law of Attractions, right?
Oh, yeah. Law of Averages on Vince. Same thing. Gotcha. Law of Averages on Vince Staples coming out when it come out. When you playing this?
Well, no, I mean, shit, we can do this shit. I mean,
it don't matter. June 9th or now. I mean, July 9th for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
July 9th. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
July 9th. You know what I mean? Just songs, man. We got some songs. We got some interludes. You know what I mean? Play it. Get your Swiffer. Do your thing.
July 9th. That's official.
New project?
We selling fireworks on the low. If you know one of the homies, shut hit them.
Just turn his mic off.
No, we really got him, though.
Last question. The year can't end. We always ask, is the year can't end without Vince Staples doing what?
Why y'all be asking me stuff like that?
You said why?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Just answer.
I be chilling, bro.
Exactly. So answer the
look,
way.
Man.
Without you getting your KD up on Call of Duty.
Oh, my KD trash. What? It's getting better, though.
That's what you need to
do. I can't play Call of Duty, bro.
I know.
It's stressful, bro.
So getting your gaming up?
Oh, nah, I'm not playing, bro. All them footsteps and shit in my house with some headphones on. Like, what? Nah, bro. I got things in here, bro.
Hey,
like,
on some real shit?
What?
No, it's funny because, like, I popped into his game one time. He's like, y'all finna run with the homie because I'll give me a minute. I'm like, all right, for sure. But I be sitting with my headphones on, so I know what he mean about that because I be paranoid. I got my alarm set. And I got the thing where I could see, like the camera shit. And I got it right here next to my TV. And I got my, and I be having, hey.
Like.
And I be having my shit right here with the headphones on. And I be playing the game and looking at, because you be immersed.
Bro, look, for one, I started playing Call of Duty last year.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do this. Homie's like, nah, blah, blah. And it's crazy because my KD finally, not in the negative, like, but I'm not good.
That's kill death ratio.
Okay,
but look, this thing about my KD, right, boom, like, certain maps, I be going crazy. I be like 28 and like 4.
Yeah.
So they be like, oh, man, you got to keep playing. I'm like, nah, bro, that wasn't a good experience for me. Like, like throw something else on, like, I don't know. Someone's with some swords or some shit. I can't do it. All that gunplay, man.
You make, you make you.
Yeah. And bro, them is real guns. I be trying to tell. That's what that sound like. Like turn that off, bro.
It's, yeah, trauma.
I can play Overwatch, like little Korean shit with like the powers and stuff. Yeah, give me some of that, some Halo.
Yeah, not no real shit.
Yeah, hell no. Nah.
For sure.
Ben Staples, this has been probably one of the most random conversations. Yeah. But obviously it's been enjoyable, bro. Like I look forward to the next one and whenever what the hell else we had.
Oh no, he'll be back about, when the album drops.
All right.
Exactly.
Man, Ben Staples, Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. Catch y'all next time.
Appreciate y'all.